here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
All right. Hey, everyone. Well, welcome to Live Coaching for Side Hustlers. And if you are new to this, my name is Susan Sly. And in addition to being a CEO, an entrepreneur, a co-founder of a tech startup, an author, a mom of five, and navigating a lot of things like all of you are, I also am a certified coach. And I no longer see people in private practice. But one of the ways that I'm choosing to give back during the COVID crisis is just to do free group coaching for business owners who want to show up and get advice. And, this, again, it might come in the form of marketing questions, sales questions. It might be mindset questions. And again, my goal in this time once a week is just to really serve all of you and help you. I have a vision that I want to empower 1,000 business owners to create $1 million a year plus businesses, because small businesses in the United States alone, it accounts for 56% of GDP. So small business owners, they're heartbeat of our society. And I know some of you are in Canada, Australia, you're in the UK, you're in America, wherever it is you are, any country, most countries anyway, the small business owners, they're the ones that start employing people. They contribute to the economy. So with that, we are going to get into it. And just a couple quick announcements. So one, I am here on Fridays. I have a podcast show called The Susan Sly Project. It's on iTunes. It is advice for side hustlers. During COVID, I have been just... there's so many projects that I'm on right now. So I haven't done a lot of interviews lately. There are great interviews up there. Bulletproof Monday, I do live on Facebook. It's every Monday at 1 Pacific. And our topics are all for side hustlers, a lot of mindset stuff. Those are all converted into podcasts. You can also check those shows out on YouTube. If you have a side hustle, a main hustle, I am hosting an event here in Phoenix. It is going to be September 24th. To the 27th. It starts Thursday night and it goes through until Sunday. It is going to be Facebook, Instagram advertising, social media optimization. We are going to cover legal, accounting, sales, marketing, closing, architecting your business. Who comes to that? We have physicians, we have attorneys, we have small business owners, we have people in the network marketing space. That event was previously called Only 4 Days. We are updating all the branding. It's called the Ultimate Marketing Experience. You can go to either one of two places, agency8.com. It's the digital agency I own. We specialize in working with side hustlers. You can go there to find out more. We are, because of COVID, we're taking a payment program, so you do not have to pay for the whole ticket all at once. We just signed the contract. It is going to be amazing, and it gives you that time to really work on your business while you're away. So you bring your business with you and we work on it. It's going to be amazing. If you are looking for a digital agency optimization, you can check out agency8.com. We have a special going on our entry level package right now to get you hooked up with some automation. So you can check that out. All right, let's get into the first question. I hope you guys are all doing well. It's agency8.com, Lisa, agency8.com. I hope you guys are all doing well. I think people are navigating this in different ways. Some people are using this as a time to really give back and serve their communities. Some people are using this as a time, many of my clients and students are using this as a time to work on their businesses, their infrastructure, their branding, their pivoting. And some people are not doing well. And wherever you are at in this moment, I just want to serve and help you. So who's got the first question for live coaching? You can chat it. You can unmute yourself. I am so...
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Veronica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you.
So here's my question. So I am a full-time employee. I have a really hectic, busy, chaotic sales job. And sometimes I don't have time to, I don't know when my day is going to end. That means I have to take calls, I have to resolve issues, and so on. With my side business, sometimes I struggle how to balance my day. I've been incorporating my calendar and my agenda, and I'm writing everything down, like from this time to this time, this is what I'm going to do. At lunch, I go for a walk with my dog. The afternoon, sometimes it gets really hectic because when I think that I'm done with work, there's something else that show up that I have to get it done. And some days, not every day, some days by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I'm dead. Like I have no energy to do what I really love. You know what I mean? So sometimes I struggle that. So I'm just looking for some advice on how to get better.
Absolutely. I love this question. I'm going to ask you some questions. So is for your side hustle, is it now, I know the answers to this, but people listening might not. So I'm just going to ask you some things. Is it your goal for your side hustle to become your full-time thing you do?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And for that to happen, Veronica, you know, let me ask this question. Approximately how much money would that business have to generate in order for you to step away from your full-time job?
120,000.
Okay. All right. I'm going to answer this question now because this is a question a lot of people have. It's they start this side hustle and they have their main business. And the number one reason we start a side hustle is because we want freedom. Right? How many of you can relate to that? It's that goal of freedom. You want to be your own boss. You want to set your own hours. You want to walk your dog when you want to, go to yoga when you want to. So,
Susan, the other thing that I just want to add, I have two teenagers. They're in college. Mm-hmm. And one of my goal is to help them with their tuition so they don't have to worry about it after they're done. So that's something that has been in my heart, in my head, and it's like every day.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for that. That, you know, one of the big pieces too, and thank you, Veronica, for sharing that, is that the money really and truly, it's what we do with it. And I love that you want to help your kids with their tuitions. That's the number one reason I started one of my side hustles, was because I didn't want my kids to ever have student loans, right? And so I'm in it with you. I have one that's graduating college. I have one that did graduate college, and I have one entering college this fall. And then I have two more, you know, they're all in special schools and different things like that. And I get it. So let's get down to it. When I'm consulting or coaching anyone, we break things down into phases. So phase one is, really and truly, it is the messiest phase, okay? Because you're juggling your main job and you're juggling your side hustle. The number one goal in phase one is to save a minimum of 6 months of wages in the bank that you do not touch. This doesn't go into index funds. It doesn't go into the stock market. It goes into a separate bank account. So for you, that is saving $60,000. I tell everyone, do not go into your side hustle full time unless you have 6 months of wages in the bank. Okay, that's the first thing. So while you're doing this phase, it's really messy. So you go, okay, how long is it going to take me to save this $60,000? So how long do you think it would take you at the current amount of revenue you're making, Veronica, to save it?
Oh gosh, I will say a year.
One year. And do you think you can hold out at your current job for 1 year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So 1 year. All right. But if you could figure out a way to optimize your time even more, could you probably save that money in, say, 8 to 10 months, maybe?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Awesome. So as part of this, yep, Dave Ramsey, live like no one else so you can live like no one else, right? So thinking about this, that you are saving this money and that's the number one goal you have. So your longest exit date is May 1st, 2021. The problem is when we have a lot of things we're juggling, the reason we get overwhelmed is because we don't have a specific end date in mind. So right now, as an example, for those of you who don't know, I'm the co-CEO of an artificial intelligence company. And so even, you know, before I started live coaching today, I'm negotiating supply chain issues. I'm on the phone with a multi-billion dollar hardware partner. We're doing an integration for a multi-billion dollar company. There's different things that I'm negotiating, and I have two other companies as well. However, because I know what our KPIs are, and you're a great student of mine, my key performance indicators, and I know that if I do this, then an exit happens or a reward happens or whatever, I can keep on going. It's like a marathon, right, Stella? Mm-hmm. So you're running along and you're, right now, I would guess you're, let's say it's a marathon and you're when you get to that $60,000 in the bank, then you're like, yes, I've done the 26 miles. So you're maybe at like mile four right now, but that's when it ends for you. Mm-hmm. So if you know mentally, I can handle this for another 12 months, because that's my exit date. That's phase one. Phase two is we have to optimize our current time. And when you have a boss that is, you know, it's early in the morning, it's late at night, they're asking you for things, optimizing our time is really important, which means you just said, you know, by 6 to 7 at night, I'm dead. So what I want you to do is I want you to front end load your week. Okay. So what we want to attempt to do, I try personally not to work on Sundays. I'm very clear that it's 6 days on, 1 day off. Jim Rohn was my mentor. He was Tony Robbins' mentor. I learned a lot of organizational things from him. So I like to start the week really, really recharged. So if you pick a day, Stella, that's, it could be Saturday for you, it could be Sunday for you, that's my recharge day. That's the day maybe I meditate more, I journal more, I do yoga, I do the architecture for my ideal business, where it's going, what it's doing, and then you're going to front end load your week. So on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you're going to work longer hours. So what you're going to do, 6 to 7 at night, you're like, I'm dead, but you're going to put your ass in the chair, and you're going to do an hour on your business those nights. And then Thursday, that might be your reward. Okay, tonight is my Netflix and chill night. Or so think of it this way. If you did 3 hours extra per week on your business, and those were dedicated times, then you're looking for new customers, you're, you know, bringing your optimizing your customer conversions and things like that, referrals, that you could technically exit maybe in 8 months, maybe in 10. And so that's what I want you to do. First, we save the money. Second, we optimize our time. We front end load our week. And this is how I do it. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I will work longer hours. But on Thursday, that's the time I'm having a bit of a date night with my husband, like I did last night. I might have a glass of wine, you know, whatever we're doing. But that's what I do. And then, you know, Friday, I'm getting into some family time. Saturday, I'm going to do some work. Sunday, I'm not going to work. And then I hit it all again. And that's how I maintain the pace I maintain. Does that answer your question?
Totally. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. High five, sister. I love that question. Someone asked in the chat, thanks, Jessica. I have a funny post on Instagram. You can see I'm wearing jean shorts on the bottom right now. anyway, someone asked a question about CRM. So our agency, we are certified Keap partners. So never get anyone to integrate your CRM system unless they're certified. So we are certified Keap partners. And our whole focus is side hustlers. It's what we do. And that system provides you with an additional phone line. It will invoice. It will. You can create automated follow-up sequencing, text sequencing. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. So as I said, Anna, there's a special on it right now. Go to agency8.com. We'll even give you a free coaching session, onboarding session. And then our clients get to also work with me twice a month as well in doing, you know, coaching, marketing strategy, stuff like that. So anyway, all right. Yes, Renee is the best coach. She is amazing. All right. Who else has the next question? Okay, let's keep
I do, on. Susan.
Go for it. Hey, Allison, okay. You look gorgeous. I love the bamboo.
Oh, you're sweet. Wait, you love what?
Your bamboo.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yeah, it's a big, big jar of it. I think I learned that from you. I'm not sure it's in the right exact place on my desk, but I love it. Anyway, first I want to thank you. You have been putting in like 400% over the last, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks. I don't know. I've been a part of a lot of it. So I want to thank you for that because it's keeping me super motivated and on track. But I did have a situation that completely fell on its face. I think it was the beginning of last week. It was definitely the beginning of last week. And I've never experienced this before and I'm having trouble coming out of it. And so I would love some recommendations from you on how you did it. Basically, I hired someone to help me with my branding, worked on it for 9 months, created tons and tons of content. And I would say Renee is the best coach because Renee was figuring out things and funnels and things for me. And then it was like there was one mistake after another and I just couldn't take it anymore. And not from anybody related to you. It was totally different, but Renee was helping me kind of like bridge it all. And she was doing an amazing job, but that whole thing fell apart last week. It was like, we just decided to part ways after 9 months of literally putting in 10 hours a week, you know, just really busting it. And so it was like, I don't know what to do. It's like, I have all this content. I really find that the marketing and the all that is just the creativity part is something I've struggled with since day one. I'm great in the back office. I understand the CRM. I'm really good in the back office, always have been. But this other part I struggle with. So I'm always looking for help there. And so like, how do you recover from that? Like, because I'm having trouble like getting out of my head on this one.
Sure. Absolutely. So let's talk about this because the, you know, my students know I quote Harvey McKay all the time. So good agreements prevent disagreements. So if you're taking notes, write that down. Good agreements prevent disagreements. So when we get into a situation where, let's say there's an expectation, but there's nothing in writing to align with that expectation, it always 100% is going to lead to a form of disappointment. So what I'm hearing is there was a bunch of collateral created and it's there. Where does it live, Allison? Like what's been created? Where does it reside in the cloud?
Well, some is video content. Some is in Infusion. Mm-hmm. Oh, was I supposed to say that? Some is in one CRM. Some was in another CRM, but that CRM was shut down. So I guess that's where it is.
Okay. Here, I'm going to give you your marching orders. We're going to start with the tactical, and then we are going to go to the mental. Okay. So with clarity and certainty, there can be no overwhelm. When we have to clean something up, first, we start with the tactical. What must be done? All of your content needs to live somewhere because as your friend and your mentor, if I was going to help you, I need it to be in one place. All right. First thing we're going to do. So what I want you to do is I want you to upload it all to Google and just create a folder with all your collateral. So all your videos will go in there, all of, you know, whatever has been created, it needs to live in one place because even if you were going to hire someone to do something with it, it's just one place where it resides. Okay. That's the first thing I want you to do that. The second thing I want you to do is before you, you know, you let it go, I want you to think about this question, right? Who is the woman I want to be by the end of this year, right? So, or man, if you're a man, reins down, who's the woman I want to be by the end of this year? What are her qualities? Okay. And then what would she do in this situation? So let me give you an example. I like my life's personal for me, not, you know, is I love learning and I always want to improve myself, not to compete against anyone else. Just when I go out and it's my last breath, I want to be, yes, God, that was freaking awesome. And I learned so much and I grew so much. And, you know, it was hard at times, but wow, that was amazing. So I ask myself that question all the time, Allison, who do I want to be by the end of this year? How would she make that decision? So let's say, as an example, you wrote down some characteristics and qualities. I recommend writing no more than five. So let's say that woman is powerful, she's certain, she's positive, she's, accomplished, she has grace. So what decision would she make about this situation? What decision would she make about this situation? And you guys, Stephen, yeah, Harvey's amazing. I was just talking to him the other day. And you ask yourself, what would she do about this? Right? And so let me ask you, given that, what are some words you can think of in terms of the woman you want to live into? What are some of the words?
Well, I love the word certain, because I'm certainly not certain right now. I know that there was a lot of chaos, and so the chaos has calmed down. So I'm hoping I move to clarity. So I love that positivity is a very strong word. And those are probably a couple, you know, and powerful. I love the word powerful. And I hate that I feel this way. Like, this is not a comfort zone for me. I rarely feel this way. And not because things don't happen, but I usually thrive in situations that are kind of invoke change. Like the whole COVID situation, I get into overdrive and I just go. I don't really wallow in that at all. So I didn't really see this coming, I guess. And so it's kind of like hit me over the head with a bat. So that's great. That's a great idea.
Okay. So let me ask you just super quick, how would Allison, who's certain, positive, and powerful, how would she handle this right now?
Well, I guess that's a good question, you know, because I don't have the confidence. I guess that's the one word that probably is lacking right now. I don't have the confidence that I need to move forward with all this content, because I'm really just not sure how to do it.
Okay. So back up a minute. So let me ask again, what is the, after this current Allison, my friend who I love dearly, gets all her content in one freaking location, so she's out of overwhelm, because right now what I'm hearing is some of it's here, some of it's here, it's all over the map, right? That Allison could actually hire a college student right now and pay them $20 an hour for a few hours to just go in and grab it and put it all up there, right? She could. So Allison, who's certain, positive, powerful, and confident, after she got it all uploaded, what's the next thing she would do?
I guess put together some sort of strategy of how to execute it going forward.
But do you think that Allison would be so reliant on herself figuring it out? Or once it's in one place, would that Allison maybe be able to ask, you know, one of her agency friends or even me for 5 minutes to look at the content and say, what would you do with all this?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, unfortunately, I got myself into some, you know, financial pickle with all this as well.
Well, who said it was going to cost you anything? Right.
Oh, well, it might not. That's a good point.
Because Allison, who's certain, positive, powerful, and confident, right? She's also confident that her friends will rally around her, because, you know, friends, when other friends make, you know, decisions or whatever that don't always turn out the best, they're there to help and support them.
I appreciate that.
What I could see in 5 minutes, Allison, is probably might take other people longer, but it's not all in one place right now, baby girl.
Yeah, it's not that bad, but I hear you.
Okay. So you get your arc. It's called an archetype, friends. Okay. Get your archetype together. Who is the man you're living into? Who is the woman you're living into? What decisions do they need to make? What is it they need to do? This isn't just something you do annually. You can do it once a week. And I'm constantly checking in with myself and going, okay, Susan, who is you know, these characteristics? What decisions does she make? In my tech life, I work with mostly men all the time. And I see things as a woman. I was raised by a single man, so I can, you know, I have some different things. But sometimes things happen and my husband will say, well, that's just how guys handle it. And I'm like, well, I have estrogen and ovaries and a uterus. I don't know how I see it, you know, and I'm learning, right? I'm learning. Oh, Stephen, okay. You are so awesome. Thank you for that. You rock star. I appreciate that. Who's got the next question? Allison, does that
thank
help you? You are welcome.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. Who has the next question?
I have a question.
Go for it.
Hi. I don't know why it says my name is Lewis, but my name is Shelley. And I am not good at Zoom. This is my first time participating in this type of a format before. I can so identify with so many different things that Allison said, and not to harp on the bad, but I got the rug pulled out from underneath me in a numerous ways. My best friend got cancer. My father died. My boyfriend and I broke up and I had major foot surgery and gained weight and blah, blah, blah. So, and then there's the fun menopause part of everything. And my mom is in a assisted living and we're moving her apartment literally today, remotely. So I have a lot of things pulling at me. And all of that said, I am generally a lot like Allison. I mean, she's got it going on. I can see it in you, girl, just looking at your photo. And I'm not letting you see mine because the roots and the everything else haven't, you know. Anyway, next time I'll let you guys see what I'm up to. But here I am. I have been doing a network marketing business. And when I say doing it, I really haven't been doing it. I have been paying for about 10 years. And I began under somebody who's been actively working at this business extremely well for a long, long time. So I have netted the results of one side of what I need to be doing. Most people would look at my situation and just say, oh my God, you've been in sales your whole life. You've been really successful. What are you doing? Like, what is wrong? I can't... like right now when I'm like, well, who am I? I don't know. I used to be a daughter. I was a girlfriend. I can't talk to my mom anymore. My best friend's sick, so she needs me a lot more than I could pick up the phone with her. So I'm having a little bit of the identity, like, and I'm not working in that job anymore because I was, thank you God, able to retire from that. All of that said, though, I don't want to be like retired. I don't want to be all hung up on the shelf, but I'm having a hard time feeling okay asking for business during this COVID crisis when so many people have lost their jobs and they don't have money. And I don't know. I need a jump start. Just seeing all you folks on here, like showing up for yourselves is already making me feel tremendously better. And Susan, I also was starting to take your class, the Organize Your Life, and all these things happened. And you guys were nice enough to send me some links to get me back onto that track. So I'm doing that. I'm on week two of that program. I'm on this call. I'm doing a whole bunch of other things, but I still have not, like, it's time for you to talk. That's it. That's a story.
I'm happy to serve you. And I renamed you Lewis to Shelley. So there you go, sir. How many of you can relate to what Shelley is saying? How many of you can relate? Because sometimes when we're feeling like this, it can feel lonely. And Shelley, you've got like everyone going, totally relate. Yes, I relate. Yes, I relate. Yes, I relate. Okay. So I want everyone to write this down. And Shelley, I want to thank you for your vulnerability. And what you're going through really sucks. It just does. Your best friend has cancer, this relationship stuff, your mom's in a care home. There are those of us in a generation where we have, you know, like I have kids I'm putting through school. I have an 80-year-old dad who lives in another country that I can't travel to. I have a father-in-law who's got early dementia. My mother-in-law probably does too. And, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, right?
Yeah, my mom has Alzheimer's. That's what I meant. Like, I can't talk to her because she's gone.
I hear you. Okay. You don't need a kick in the ass. You need a reminder of who you are. And so here's what I want everyone to write down, because this is, I love what I get to do. And then I get to give it to all of you. Like, you guys have no idea how much this I just want to love on all of you and support you. So I want you to write this down, because anytime someone has a coaching question, there's a lot of relevance to a lot of people who are listening. So write down S like Sam, A like Alpha, R like Reginald down the left-hand side of your page. So the R stands for result. The result has got to be tangible, right? Just like I said to Veronica, how much money do we need to save in phase one in order for us to go full-time from our side hustle to a full-time hustle? So let me ask you this, Shelley. Forget everything else that's going on. If this business could give you a financial result that would give you a degree of, you know, sustainable income, how much money would that for you?
That's such a good question. I don't even know how to answer the question. And the reason I don't know how to answer the question is, it wouldn't be about my immediate needs that I have covered. So this, then I get into that, well, you know, what do I want? And I don't really care about stuff so much anymore. So it's not about stuff, and I can't really travel right now, obviously. So my needs are met is what I'm trying to say. I think for me, my motivation is less financial and more emotional. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Let's put a number on it. Let's say I make, I don't know, even $1,000 a month would be really fun.
Okay, cool. And I want to step out of Shelley for a moment. When we're looking for an emotional result, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find. You will build a business that will be a roller coaster of emotions, and you will check out, because you'll attract a lot of emotional people that are hard to manage. Yeah. So we're business people. You were in professional sales, Shelley. So the $1,000 is a result that is quantifiable to you. And what I'm hearing, darling, is that you've had so much life going on and you're comfortable, but you're comfortably uncomfortable, and you've lowered your standards. And so that's why you're setting a goal that's kind of like, well, if I could achieve this, then it might be believable, then I might increase the goal. But I've settled in a lot of areas because I've lost a bit of my mojo because I have so much life going on. Would that be
correct?
That's
exactly it. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Not my first rodeo, sister. Okay. Yeah. So I'm cool with $1,000 a month. Like, some people drive Uber and are, well, not now, but they don't make $1,000 a month. Some people rent out their house in Airbnb and don't make $1,000 a month. That's badass. And frankly, in the last recession, a friend of mine who's a CPA told me that $327 a month would have saved 50% of the foreclosures, an extra $327. And there was a study done that USA Today published that $500 a month would prevent 50% of divorces. So I'm a big fan of $1,000 a month, because if in direct sales network marketing, if you can get to $1,000 a month and you have a system that is duplicatable and you help 10 people do that, then you can make a lot more money.
Right.
So, change some lives, save some marriages, Shelley. You've got a big heart. Save some houses. I freaking like it. Okay, so the S stands for skills. Right now, before Shelley dives into the emotional stuff, I've said this before. Sometimes you can't have a breakthrough until you have a breakdown. Shelley's just on the verge of breaking down because she has so much going on in her life. And I wouldn't say, oh, my best advice for you, Shelley, is just to have a huge breakdown and come on the other side of this. No, let's focus on the skills. In network marketing, there are 7 skills that you need to master to make $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month. They're the following. So number one is you have to be able to have a story. And FDA, FTC, love those guys. They keep us safe. And gals, it has to be a story that isn't embellished. So I've never seen anyone build a business that didn't have some kind of life-changing story with their product or service. So that's number one. Number two is you have to be able to share that story. And that is a skill that some people call prospecting, which also we, you know, called lead generation in the real world. Then the next thing is you have to be able to book appointments. So Shelley's my friend. She shares her story. She asked me how, you know, she asked me about COVID. So she reaches out to me. How are you doing, Susan? You know, I'm doing okay. You know, the kids, it's like, you know, sometimes days it's really hard. And I'm going to ask her how she's doing. She's going to say, well, you know, I'm actually, you know, I'm going through a lot. And, you know, I've got a lot of life happening, but for the first time in a long time, I have this little bit of optimism because I've, you know, really looked at my life really deeply, and I've decided to start a business to really serve people. Oh, what are you doing? Well, that's not why I called you, Susan, but you know what I'd love to do is I'd love to send you a video, and then maybe we can talk about this separately, because why don't we just catch up right now? So she's not being an idiot. She's being a good human. So she books an appointment. Number four is she has to be able to do a presentation. If you don't have a presentation that can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you in your network marketing company, you got to create it. Then number five, she has to be able to handle objections and close the sale. Number six, she has to be able to have a proper onboarding system. So just like in the corporate world, how do we onboard? And number seven, we have to convert someone. So in the network marketing world, where about 15% of people build a business, Shelly now has to convert that person so that they're sharing and become a raving fan. That's seven skills. Normally I would teach that in a whole freaking day, but you guys, it's like 70 seconds done. So she's got to look at those skills and go, maybe there's nothing wrong with my head. Maybe I just haven't allowed myself to learn the skills. Maybe, and Shelly's company, there's a way for her to go online and do some virtual training and just really look at it from, if I was starting a job and I wanted to make $1,000 a month, what skills would I have to learn? Okay, that's the first thing. The first A stands for activities. So if Shelly has the skills, what are the activities she needs to do? Well, in the beginning, she needs to spend 80% of her time in my teaching and Organize Your Life. We only have three areas of focus. So one is infrastructure. Number two is awareness. Number three is conversion. So she has to spend 80% of her time in awareness, lead generation, lead generation, lead generation, lead generation, and then conversion, 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 get those people started. And so if Shelly said, you know what, I'm going to listen to what Susan says, you know, maybe, you know, some people might say that this coaching is worth what you paid for it, which is zero, but I'm going to listen to what she says. And I'm going to put my ass in a chair for 60 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And I'm just going to work on awareness and conversions. And I'm going to like reach out to people. I'm going to have conversations. If someone's interested, great. If they're not, that's okay. My best friend's dying of cancer. I don't have time to deal with idiots. It's fine. You know, not that people are idiots. Some people might be rude, whatever. It's okay. Then, you know, great. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it for 30 days and I'm not going to be in my head about it. And I'm just going to let the results speak for themselves. And then the second A stands for attitude. So right now, one of the things that I like to say is that our attitude has to match the desired result. So Jim Rohn said, if you want to make $1 million a year, you have to have $1 million attitude. And the first time I heard him say that, I was making $300,000 a year. And I'm like, crap, I do not have a million dollar attitude. Sometimes I have a stinking attitude, honestly. So I knew I had to read more books, become more coachable, do all that good stuff. So right now, Shelly's got to have $1,000 a month attitude. And $1,000 a month attitude means 90% of the time, she can be worried about her mom. She can be worried about her best friend. She can be, in service. But that 10% of the time, she's got to show up with $1,000 a month attitude that says, I'm here for one reason and one reason only. I have an amazing heart of service. If I can prove to myself that I can make $1,000 a month, I can duplicate this 10 times, I'm going to change the lives of 10 families. And so if I don't prove this to myself, 10 families suffer, then I'm going to sit my ass in the chair once a day, 5 days a week for 60 minutes. That's awesome. Rapid fire coaching, Shelly Lewis.
That's how I like it, Susan. This is really, you know, so I just have to say, like, during this listening to you, I was looking at other people and they're writing stuff down. And I love that. I love that I'm part of this community right now. I want to thank all of you guys for everything that you just wrote. I want to also tell you, I just had an awesome cry when you were talking about the breakdown. I was like, oh my God, I haven't said any of this out loud to even the people I'm closest to, let alone a group of strangers who aren't even able to see me right now. But I promise there will be a time. I also have decided that $1,000 is not enough and that I could do a lot better than that. And I have. And I also, I'm super self-conscious at the moment because I've gained some weight, but I got myself a Peloton and my company's having a big training session this weekend, which is going to be really cool. I've been to their events before and, you know, I think this is exactly what I needed. I just needed a shot in the arm of just other people And really that's it. I just like feed off of other people. I have all these other skills. I've been doing this and late, you know, the ones that really stuck out and presented a little bit of anxiety for me, which I can pray about, was objections, handling objections. I need to, you know, honestly ask, I call it a higher power, like, you know, God, give me the words that I need to be able to be of service, which I hear you say a lot. And it's not about me, because it really is about what I would be doing for other people that's healthy and helpful. So I don't want to take up more of your time. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I feel tremendously better, and thank you everyone else.
You're so welcome, Shelley. And you know, I would love to share, because Shelley just inspired me. So I want to share a story of something that happened yesterday. So in one of my businesses, not a direct sales business, but in one of my companies that I run, there was a situation with an individual, and this particular person, I didn't want us to do business with him, you know, at all, but someone else was really a little more bullish on that situation. And so I had a meeting yesterday, and not that that person's not a good person, it's just not a good fit for our vertical that we're in right now. So I literally, Shelley and everyone, before I, and this whole situation, I was like, driving me crazy, right? But I, you know, anyway, I'm not afraid to give it up to God. I don't have to have all of the answers whatsoever. So literally the meetings yesterday afternoon, I sit here right here where I am. If you guys can see me, I'm like, God, I am putting this situation at your feet. I don't know what to do with this right now. There's things I think I can do, but I'm just going to give it up to you. I'm not even kidding. An hour later, this person calls and goes, I don't think we should do business with them. And I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to do absolutely anything. And that's a cool thing, right? Like, wherever your faith is, wherever your belief is, just know always, anytime I'm coaching you, I'm not in a place of judgment whatsoever about anything. And so I just wanted you guys to know, but it's just, and if you don't, you know, if you don't have the answers, that's okay. Sometimes you do need to give it over, right? I'm not God. I don't have all the answers. So anyway, I would love, yeah, Anthony's like, I give it up to God. A lot of things seem to work out. That's right. That's awesome. Amy said just happened to her this morning too. That's outstanding. All right. Who's got the next question? You guys are amazing. You just need to give yourselves pats on the back.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it, Amber.
First of all, I just want to thank you. You have definitely inspired me so much in this conference and in motivating me. I listen to a lot of your tapes, and they definitely keep me going.
Thank you.
And my question is this. I have a clothing line, and I am working on this clothing line full time. So I'm shifting and transitioning from the sports world to running my own clothing line business. Now in the sports world, I helped build a company from the ground up. So I know what it is to do hard work, and I'm not opposed to doing that. I will work all day long, but what the problem I'm having is I've been working on this for a while. Maybe I'm in 8 months now, and I'm having problems with, I'm trying to get into high-end retail stores. I'm already doing online sales, and I understand what retail is, but in other words, I also believe this is a vision that pulls me, and it's not something that it just pulls me every day. So I know that it's something that I'm supposed to be doing, or I wouldn't have quit my job because I had no issues with that, but this is just another chapter of my life. So with retail stores, you know, I have some appointments with some coming up after everything is released. But how do you get people to respond to your emails? Because I send emails, but then I've changed the format of those emails to just send them. I know what they're going to want from me. They're going to want my line sheet, and they're going to want my lookbook. I know that that's what they're going to want. But I don't send that in the initial email because I want to be able to communicate and ask them questions. But my problem is that I can't get a lot of people to even respond. So even with buyers, I stop, you know, emailing assistant buyers. I just email the fashion directors because they make all the decisions anyway. So I just don't know how to basically just get them to answer or respond to an email or a phone call.
Well, I think some people want to buy the merchandise that's behind you in the chat. Yeah. I love this question. That's a great question because it's relevant to everything. And so I'm going to share a story, then I'm going to give you some advice, right? So we've created a product where my company has produced a kiosk. And what it does is it measures fever detection, if someone's washed their hands, sanitized their hands, if they're wearing a mask, it does people counting, demographics. It's a kiosk, and it's a $50,000 kiosk. And so right now, I'm in it with you, girl. Like, we have just created this, and I'm like calling. I have a meeting coming up in very shortly, in 14 minutes, with a connection as a contract with Disney. Okay. Then we have presented, like, we are talking to people who do camera installations with the NFL. I have another, you know, it's just like nonstop present. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to share with you how I get those meetings.
Okay.
Okay. So when we want to get to the person who is making the buying decisions, sometimes we need to get to the person who knows the person who's making the buying decisions. Okay. And so this is one of the approaches I've always taken, is really building my network and doing things in service. I'll give you an example. So I am in a mastermind group that I've been in for about 10 years. It's 32 people. People like Dave Winfield, he's a Hall of Fame baseball player. There's different people in here, and there's, you know, they're very, very accomplished. So one of the things I offered to do for free, even though it took an inordinate amount of time, I said, let me go ahead and organize the reunion. Okay. So I, in my spare time, am creating this virtual platform. I'm doing the ticket registration. I'm working on the agenda. I'm doing all this stuff. And then COVID happens and there's no reunion. Now I'm thinking at the reunion, I'm going to present what we've got going on. The reunion doesn't happen. So then I say, okay guys, we're going to do a virtual reunion. Who's in? And so I organized this virtual reunion. We just had it Monday. Everyone had, Amber, 3 to 4 minutes to present. I worked on my presentation. I got it down and I just went for it. Because I did this all for free, my inbox is flooded with people going, Susan, oh my gosh, thank you for organizing the reunion. Would you like to be introduced to the person who has the Disney contracts? Would you like to be introduced to the third largest mall company in America? Would you like to be? Rule number one of business, offer to do something for someone for free with no agenda, because people do keep score.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to think, Amber, think about this. You have this beautiful high-end clothing line. Is there a way that you could generate some free media for yourself? And there is, and I'll talk to you about this in a minute, by doing something in your community right now. So I have some ideas for you and you might like none of them. So maybe as women are starting to think about, you know, they've lost their jobs, they're going back to work, could you do a free stylist consultation and just do something like the following? So what you do is you say, listen, I have a heart to help women, and maybe I'm mixed race. Maybe you say, I have a heart to help women who, you know, in my community who need to find jobs. And here's what I'm going to do. Every Friday, I'm going to do free virtual styling consultations. Women can show up, take me through their closet. I'm going to help them pick out their wardrobe. So when we can go back to job interviews, these girls are going to get ready. And then what you do, you call your local Fox affiliate, your local ABC affiliate. You say, this is what I'm doing. Right now, my daughter just got a whole bunch of press for the company she works for, because they're looking for stories of business owners giving back in this time and making a difference in the community.
Okay.
Right. The next thing you do, I cannot remember the name of the guy who did this. He started a clothing company, a t-shirt company, and no one was buying his shirts. And then it was the year of the Academy Awards. And I think it was Viola Davis who was nominated. Mm-hmm. And what he did, he made a shirt and it had all of the women of color who were nominated for awards. And it was like, I can't even remember what he said. And he posted a photo. He made one prototype. Amber, this is a funny story. Right. He posts a photo with him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Then he goes and finds these different people and goes, will you put this shirt on? He only had one shirt. And it looked like all these shirts. Well, he kept tagging Viola Davis, Beyonce, different people. And guess what happened? He created a multi-million dollar company. Mm-hmm. And it all started with that heart of service. How can we get the word out? How can we celebrate these amazing women? I get fired up about this stuff. So is there a way you can serve? Okay, so that's the first thing.
Okay.
Getting through the gatekeeper. How do you get through the gatekeeper? It's the, if I do this, will you do this? So one of the things that you may want to do is you might want to do something along the lines of in your email title, okay. Clothing with a cause. So what you say is, listen, I've started to do these, you know, free stylist things in my community. I'm helping women to get ready for job interviews. And this percentage of this line is going to this cause. What you do is you go on LinkedIn and you research which causes people, you know, are really passionate about and say, listen, I would be open. I did my research. I know that you sit on the board of Make-A-Wish. You do this, you do that. I'd be happy to give a percentage of this because I've said, we're going to take 10% of this and we're going to donate it to charities that really make a difference. I know this is important for you. All I'm asking for is a meeting.
Okay.
So it's the, if I would you, right? If I would you. So some of the ways I title the emails would be, I'm a little bit naughty. So emails that start with as promised, they get opened more. It has a higher open rate in a cold email. Because people go, as promised, what was this? So say Miss Maureen sends me an email and it goes, as promised, she would have to know like which of my businesses it was, but let's say it was for my tech company, as promised, a way to get your company listed as one of the top 20 startups in America, I would open that email as opposed to the pitch emails that I get for the exact same topic. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect. Right? Yep.
Yeah. So that's another one. The other one is to do re, so R-E and then a colon, re, let's say now we're doing lookbook. So let's say we're talking January 2021 collection or cruise collection or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you do re, it has a higher open rate because they think you're already in a conversation.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so hopefully Miss Amber, that helps you, but I think we all want to see, are those some of your samples behind you? Can we see them? We want to see them.
Let's see.
Susan, I just have to jump in because I know Amber. Hey, Amber. And Amber, share your hummingbird. Tell your story about why it's the hummingbird.
Okay. Well, my brand name is Jamber Sport. And Jamber stands for just anticipating more by exercising resilience.
Ooh.
So this is the first collection, the hummingbird collection. And the hummingbird I created, if y'all can all see it, actually, let me get it off the screen. It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I created it, I wanted the hummingbird to look forward and the tail of it to be a lightning bolt that just represents we all go through storms. But if you keep looking forward, everything's going to be okay. So a hummingbird was never supposed to be able to fly because its wings are too small. It represents overcoming odds, adversity, resilience, determination, faith, powerful. Like it represents that. And it's the only bird that can fly left to right, sideways, backwards, and still look forward. So it just represents overcoming odds. And when I created this brand, I wanted people to feel motivated. The slogan for the brand is made to motivate. So they're motivated when they wear the clothes. Now, of course, the clothes aren't going to make you feel motivated, but it also, it's like the law of attraction. You keep moving forward, everything's going to be okay. You stop, then that's when it's all stops. So every day was about moving forward. So this first collection is the Hummingbird collection. There's hummingbirds in the material. It's high end because the fabric regulates to your body temperature. So if you're cold, it keeps you warm. And if you're warm, it keeps you cool. So it's just the technical, it's a technical material.
How much do they retail for, Amber?
The jacket retails for $249 and the pants retail for $159.
All right. So we want to buy them.
Jacket conversion.
Can we buy them? I want one. I have almost a million followers on social media. Here's what I'm going to do
for you. What if I send you one?
Sure. I will brand rep you. I will interview you on my podcast, and I will promote you to my network. I definitely have, like, I have other influencers in my network. So Marcia knows how to reach me. Let's make that happen. I'll get you on a show next week. I love. Oh, now Marcia, I'm going to bring
the story. Like, it's so much work that goes into it. And you know that from your own businesses. It's not overnight. It's not like, oh, let me just do this. It's years and years in the making, making sure you have the correct manufacturers, the correct materials, the correct drawstrings, the heat transfers. Everything has to be correct, especially when you're charging that price point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But it's just, it's the story. And, you know, anything that you can do to just say, hey, look, do this. You'll take and avoid this pitfall if you do this. I would be appreciative.
Oh, girl. No, we've got this. You have. Yeah. Oh, no. You don't even know me yet. Yeah, I want to help you. As many of the listeners, viewers know, my oldest daughter is from Africa. I rescued her from a shelter. She was raped and left to die. All of her clothes were thrown in a latrine pit. She was 6 months pregnant, raped by her uncle, and left to die. And I rescued her from a shelter. And being mixed, like, I just have a passion for women-owned businesses. I have a passion for, you know, like, just bring it. Like, I want to help you. Yeah, let's just bring it. And Bruce is like, Susan's network is powerful. Now, we're going to have the men want one.
The whole line is unisex. When I created it, I wanted it to be for everybody.
I love it. I love it. Well, Marcia will connect us. Let's get that going on. So, guys, I am so sorry. We are at the top of the hour. My secret dream is to go. It's not secret. I used to do a lot of radio, and my secret dream, I'd love to do a call-in Monday through Friday on this topic, because that would just be like, I miss radio a lot. I love it. It was my favorite medium. Anyway, I want to thank all of you. I love today's questions. If you didn't get your question asked, come back next Friday. We're going to do it all over again. You can also, on susansly.com, you can send a question, and I will answer it on the in the live coaching. But I want to acknowledge everyone who stepped out today. If you would just be so kind just to give me a shout out on social, you can on your Instagram story, on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn, the tagging is not quite the same, but you know, if that's your jam, you can go there too. But with that, I want to thank you. Jason, I know you had a question. Brother, will you come back next week and ask that question? I'd love to put you top of the list. I apologize. But with that, anyway, God bless. Go rock your day, rock your week, and I'll see you guys next Friday. Bye, everyone. Bye.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.